We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Anybody else getting sick of the Chiefs winning every single game they play? They've won five straight, and they're an AFC best 5-1. They beat the Broncos for the 16th consecutive time last night. You got to be kidding me. 19-8. Not only that, they cover the 10.5 by a hook. Unbelievable. I am just done with it. The Broncos got their only touchdown midway through the fourth quarter, and the Chiefs are still talking about, like, we got room to improve. We haven't hit our top gear. The Chiefs scored a touchdown in five trips inside the Denver 20. They had four field goals from Butker, a 60-yarder on that tab as well. And Andy Reid said, we strive for something better than what we're doing right now. They aren't, like, bad on offense. Ninth in scoring at 24.5 points per game and seventh in yards at around 382 per pop. Their defense held the Broncos and an opponent to 10 points or fewer for the third time this season, and they took a shutout into the fourth quarter for the second time this year. Mahomes said, luckily for us, our defense is playing great, so we can go through these growing pains and try to get better and better. The talent is there. You can see it in spurts. I thought we did a great job of staying patient, getting the ball down the field, but in this league, 3 points and 7 points is such a big difference. And so I think if we found a way to execute in the red zone and score those touchdowns, we'd come away feeling great. Since we didn't, we have a lot of room to improve. So that's just something that we got to work on and continue to work on. It's just putting a full game together. So let's put a full game together and see what we can do. How about Travis Kelce? 9 catches against the Broncos. And Pacheco's averaging 4.4 yards per carry. Mahomes also said, we're getting more deep coverage than even I expected. There's a lot of deep coverages, and it's forced us to be patient, drive the length of the field. We did a good job driving. We just didn't score the touchdowns. So the defenses are going to do that to us. We'll continue to get better and better at it. And then when the opportunity arises and we get man, we have to make sure we hit those deep ones. The Broncos could only manage 197 yards. Another average, below average performance from Russell Wilson. Maybe this guy is shot. So with Kelce's 9 catches, it was 124 yards. And his little girlfriend was cheering him on again. And I don't care. Butker's first 3 field goals helped him to a 16-0 lead. But Wilson's TD to Sutton ruled incomplete, but then they overturned it on review. Kept the Broncos alive in the game. They're 1-5 now. They suck. Mahomes converted a 3rd-and-2 with a 28-yard pass to Rice. And that put Butker in position for a 52-yarder with a 1:55 left that put the game away and got the cover. Reed said our defense was incredible, as it has been, but we have to take care of business in the red zone. We had a lot of yards, positive yards, but you can't stall down there. How about the Broncos? They haven't beaten the Chiefs since September of 2015, when Peyton Manning led Denver to the Super Bowl. How about this? The Broncos' losing streak, 16 in a row to the Chiefs, is the 4th longest for any team against another in NFL history. Peyton said, I'm disappointed, but I'm not discouraged. Offensively, we struggled throwing the ball. Our 3rd down numbers were poor. The turnovers against a team like this, it's going to be tough to win the game, and yet we were still in it in the 4th quarter. Sometimes you don't know how a game is going to unfold. Wilson had 37 yards passing in the first half. It was pathetic. Chris Jones had a sack in his 8th straight regular season game, and it trails only his own 11-game streak in 2018 for the longest in franchise history. Up next for the Broncos, they host Green Bay on the 22nd, and the Chiefs host the Chargers at Arrowhead that same day. All right, so let's look at Pain Day Sunday. First, it's breakfast at Tiffany's in London, the international series at Tottenham. That's the bad stadium that everybody's complaining about the surface being like concrete. So congratulations, Roger. Let's have another game on a cement field. The Titans and Ravens hook up. Baltimore laying 4. 42 is the number. Tannehill has over 1,000 yards, 2 TDs, but a miserable 5 picks. The Ravens are coming off a humbling loss to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. All right, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, the Commanders are at the Benz in Hot Town against the Falcons, who are 3-2 and 3-0 at home. Atlanta laying 2.5. 42.5 is the number. Sam Howell's had problems with turnovers. 6 picks as the Commanders quarterback. The Vikings and Bears hook up at Soldier Field in Chicago. Minnesota laying 3. 44 is the number. Cousins almost 1,500 yards, 13 TDs with 4 picks. And the Seahawks meet the Bengals in the jungle in the Queen City. Cincinnati coming off an impressive win in Arizona where Joey Silk lit it up. The Bengals are laying 2.5. 45 is the total. Burrow over 1,000 yards now, 5 TDs with 3 picks. The Niners are at the Dog Pound in Cleveland. San Francisco laying 9.5. 36 is the number. The Niners are 5-0, 2-0 on the streets. Brock Montana, Purdy, 1,271 yards and 9 touchdowns, no picks. The Panthers are at Hard Rock in Miami against the 4-1 Fins. The Dolphins are 2-0 at home, laying 13.5. 47.5 is the number. Tua Tagovailoa, 1,600 plus, 11 TDs with 5 picks. The Panthers, meanwhile, with Bryce Young, 0-5 and 0-3 on the road. The Colts and Jags are certain to be good in Duval in Jacksonville. The Jags are laying 4, 44.5 is the number. Trevor Lawrence, 1,258 yards, 5 TDs with 2 picks. It's Minshew Mania time again for the Colts, with Richardson out on the IR for at least 4 games. Gardner Minshew is in charge of the Colts offense. The Saints and Texans meet at NRG in H-Town. New Orleans favored, laying 1.5, 42.5 the number. They got a tough defense. They're 3-2, 2-1 away. The Texans, meanwhile, with Stroud at quarterback, 2-3, and 1-1 at home. Stroud's thrown for over 1,461 yards and 7 touchdowns with no picks. Let's look at the 4 o'clock games. Pats and Raiders in Sin City, Tamagadaha, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Vegas laying 2.5 with Jimmy G, 41.5 the number. The Raiders are 2-3, 1-1 at home. The Pats are a woeful 1-4 and 1-1 away. Mac Jones has thrown 6 picks this year. Also at 4. 425 Cards and Rams at SoHi in Inglewood in La 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 Lipstick City. The Rams are laying 7, 48.5 is the number. Stafford's thrown for 1,451 yards, 5 TDs, but he's thrown 5 picks. The Cards are 1-4, 0-2 away. The Rams are 2-3, and winless, 0-2 at home. A good one at Snoopy. How does Philly at 5-0 and 3-0 on the road, taking on Salah's Jets, 2-3 overall, 1-2 at home with that one win against Buffalo. Philadelphia laying 7 at MetLife, 41 is the total. Jalen Hurts is thrown for 1,262 yards, 6 touchdowns with 4 picks. The Lions and Bucks hook up at Raymond James in Tampa along the Gulf Coast. Detroit's laying 3, 42.5 is the number. The Lions are 4-1, 2-0 away. The Bucks surprising 3-1, 1-1 at home. Baker Mayfield's been great, if you ask me. So is Goff for the Lions. 1,265 yards, 9 touchdowns with 3 picks. The Sunday Nighter has the G-Man, 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 Big Blue. going to the Bills at the B-Lo in Orchard Park at Highmark Stadium. Buffalo laying 14.5. 45 is the number. Mr. Allen has thrown for 1,407 yards, 11 TDs with 5 picks. The Giants have been miserable, 1-4, 1-2 away. Bills 3-2 and 2-1 at home. The Monday nighter will be the Cowboys and Chargers in Inglewood. Dallas laying 2. 51 is the number. Herbert's thrown for 1,100 yards and 7 touchdowns with 1 pick this year for the Chargers. They're 2-2, 1-1 at home. Cowboys are 3-2 and 1-2 away. We got college football tonight. Don't forget Tulane and Memphis at 7 on ESPN. Tulane is laying 5 on the road as a favorite on the streets at Memphis. Both teams are 4-1 and 1-0 in the American. 54.5 is the total. The kid Hennigan from Memphis has thrown 10 TDs but 5 picks and over 1,300 yards. Fresno State's at Utah State in Logan at 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Fresno laying 4, 56 the number. Keene is tough. The Fresno State quarterback, 1,692 yards, 15 touchdowns with 4 picks. And then at 10, Stanford in Colorado at Folsom Field in Boulder. Prime's Buffs are laying 11.5. 60 is the total. Can't wait for that one.